You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. Got an action-packed, so to speak, first hour. We'll have on with his buddy Sanji, covers the LSU Tigers for Tiger Bait. And then at 4:30, the head football coach and coaching one more game at least, John Summerall, will join us for our Tulane Tuesday. And also, it was made official today, Will Hall, the new head football coach at Tulane. So got two of them on campus now. Let's go to our talk and text line. My old buddy, Buddy Sanji from TigerBait.com. Buddy, I know it's hardly been anything going on over the last couple of weeks, but I want to bring you on just so people could hear your voice again. I want to tell you, last time we had you on, you had, I think it was like 45,000 kind of looks at the bite we cut up with you talking about Lane Kiffin and LSU. So you got a lot of attention that way.
Good to talk with you, Mike and Charlie. Loving life, and Lane Kiffin is living large and loving life. It is hard to believe, Tiger fans, that he's only been here 8 days. Mike, you know all about talking about the staff, and we'll get into that. He flipped three or four recruits, lost a couple, processed a couple, but it is a new day, and there is a new sheriff at LSU. And Mike and Charlie, I think getting Blake Baker in with two or three of his assistants, they're trying to nail down Elijah Robinson on the D-line, but this is going to be a heck of a staff. And I have already told the LSU people, you might need a little bit more EMS people in the stadium next year, specifically for that first game against Clemson, because there's going to be some heart palpitations when LSU sees the play calling they get this year versus what they have had to endure, of course, next year versus what they had to endure this year. It's a lot of fun, a lot of expectations, but it's only been 8 days, Mike, and something happens every day so far.
Yeah, it was been crazy. Herb Tyler and I talked about this. Be less bitching and more excitement.
Well, and then
offensively,
get into the results. But you know, I wanted to get your opinion about what kind of impact and how quickly you think he'll be able to make an impact with LSU football.
I think it depends on who he can get at quarterback. Meaning, he's always done a great job there. If it was Matt Corral with Jackson Dart, We always thought to start the season, Austin Simmons, he was the guy. Again, he was the starter, and then he goes down, and then Trinidad Chambliss. And I told this to Herb, you know, in another time, in another world, Herb Tyler is actually Trinidad Chambliss, and Chambliss is Herb. If Herb had played in that offense, the way they throw the football around, the way he could move around, he would have been Trinidad Chambliss. And they similar size-wise, maybe Trinidad's a tad taller than Herb, but not much more. I think, buddy, it's all going to depend on who the quarterback is and also to them fixing their offensive line. I think that that's a major point of concern for me, and I think that's all eyes will be on the portal for that. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is, and Frank Wilson addressed it today, I just started reading the tea leaves. You get a feeling that the talk with Frank wasn't about coming in as the running backs coach. That job, I think he would want to bring in his guy, Kevin Smith from Ole Miss, and it would be more on the recruiting side. Is that the way you're looking at it with Frank Wilson as we talk in today?
Absolutely. And, you know, Mike, it's interesting. Great to talk to you guys also in the month of Christmas in December. And LSU got some early Christmas presents. But this has been a bone of contention with a lot of LSU fans. My opinion is different from many. I think Frank deserves a spot. Now, here's the problem. He's making about $1 million. As you alluded to, you're going to bring in the Ole Miss running backs coach. But Frank kept this boat afloat. Frank gravitated to the former players. Frank got everybody together, and a lot of people say, yeah, never won a natty when he's here, whatever. He knows the back roads of Louisiana. He's got relationships. So I said if it's an on-field coach, maybe you could make him a special teams coach if you kept him at $1 million. But quite frankly, I think Frank deserves a spot here. Recruiting as well as former players liaison. You can give him a couple of different jobs, but there's no doubt the Ole Miss running back coach seems to be coming in here. And I just think the guy's meant too much. Other people say, no, it's time to clean house. And I go back to Tommy Moffitt, Corey Raymond, Blake Baker. All those guys got the axe when BK came back. And, of course, two of the three have come back. So what's your take on it, Mike? I want to see him take care of Frank because he's been there. But on the other hand, you know, for $1 million a year, you got to have some funky math there.
Yeah, I want Frank Wilson back in some capacity. But,
sure.
You know, Frank's got to feel comfortable with that, too. Okay, yep. Well, you and I can talk about it. Charlie can talk. But it's how comfortable Frank feels if it's not being the running backs coach. And it's, as you brought up, possibly a special teams coach or liaison type person and handling recruiting. How does Frank feel about that? And with all this massive change all across college football, will somebody raise their hand and say, Frank, hey, come work for me. I'll hire you as the running backs coach, and you can be my assistant recruiting coordinator. We'll find out, I think, pretty quickly after the bowl game. The one guy, Elijah Robinson, and I've been told by a lot of people, man, he is a really good defensive line coach. They didn't know about how well he was as a coordinator, but man, that deal was, man, can he coach the defensive line? He's a really good recruiter, and I know why Lane Kiffin is after him. This looked to be a done deal. Then all of a sudden now Matt Rhule, who he had worked with at Temple, has gotten involved with it now to bring him to Nebraska. And don't you feel like, you know, you hear the screeching of the brakes that it's not the done deal that a lot of people were saying it is?
Well, and Penn State also got into the mix, I think, because he's got relationships up there. Elijah Robinson both had Dominic McKinley and Gabriel Relaford committed to Texas A&M when he was at Texas A&M a couple of years ago. Everybody loves him. I'm like you, no official announcement, but the one good thing that Tiger fans have got to relish in is that LSU is not going to get outspent. I don't care what it is, what the value is, overpriced, underpriced. They're not going to lose any deals for money. So Elijah's got to make a decision on the future. But, you know, we're all biased here. But Matt Rhule at Nebraska, and then, of course, your new coach at Penn State, Matt Campbell, we'll see. But it's a no-brainer for everybody here. And if that plug-in with Robinson fits like a glove, then we will see what happens with Frank, who's going to be in special teams. But so far, Mike and Charlie, I'm very impressed with what Coach Kiffin's done in a short period of time. And you can imagine LSU, I'm going to predict it right now, LSU will be the number one team in the country in the portal January 2nd through 16th. But, Mike, Charlie, we got to do something about this time frame that the NCAA changed. 2 years ago, it was December 20, 21, and 22. Inexplicably, they moved it up to December 3, 4, and 5 this year, and it has made it all become one big cluster.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Buddy, that's one thing that we've heard unanimously from the coaches that we've spoken to, and you know just how bad the college football calendar is, and they just really need to adopt what the NFL does. But I wanted to ask you, kind of building off the transfer portal stuff, two Tiger transfers from this past year, Monsieur Delane and A.J. Halsey, the corner and the safety respectively, were both named first-team All-SEC players by the SEC coaches just like 2 hours ago, basically. Kind of building on, A, the return of the swagger to the Tiger secondary, which had been lost for a couple of years there, but also the instant impact you can get from guys out of the portal. I think it's no further explanation than guys like Halsey and Delane, who are both studs for the Tiger secondary this year.
No doubt about it. They, Charlie and Mike, they went from 6 INTs in 24 to 17 INTs in 25. And look, Monsieur Delane is going to be, Mike, this is your expertise, but I don't see how he's not a first-round pick. And A.J. Halsey had a heck of a year. You brought in Cooley. You brought in a punter, Grant Chadwick, who also made third teams. But, Mike, you hit it on the nail earlier. Now they've got to go in and get three or four guys in the transfer portal at O-line, because Lane Kiffin certainly knows he went against this team. You got to get better at the offensive line. And so I would expect him to go heavy in the portal with the offensive line. But, Charlie, you make a great point. DBU, you got Pickett learning, you got P.J. Woodland, and you got some other kids coming in. And so that was kind of embarrassing, those years at LSU were so bad in the secondary. But lo and behold, it's all signal pointing to a great portal. And, Mike, you know this. Everybody wants to see how fast LSU will be back in the mix. I think they're going to be very competitive. But, guys, can you imagine? And this is if Dabo doesn't buy out on the first game. But can you imagine Kiffin and that atmosphere on the night of September 5th in 2026 hosting Clemson in that first game with Lane Kiffin as the head coach? That's going to be a scalper's market, guys.
Buddy, you took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say the exact same thing. It's like the bonanza for him.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick, the four defensive linemen that they were able to bring in, Lamar Brown, Richard Anderson, Deuce Gerrals, Trenton Henderson. You and I have done this a long time, and we've seen some good defensive line classes. But those four guys, man, that's pretty impressive in what they were able to bring in at a critical position. And I tell this to people often about freshmen. If you get three to four to play significant playing time, you got a lot. You can't count on freshmen stepping in and all of a sudden they got it, you know, especially up front. But those four defensive linemen, that to me, if you're going to build off this class, it's on their back, those four defensive linemen you brought in.
And you're bringing out the big first controversial hurdle that Lane Kiffin had to take care of, and that is there was some delay. They didn't sign all on the dotted line early Wednesday. There was a lot of conjecture going on, some of it with the Frank Wilson rumors and some of it with other. Look, saw Richard Anderson a couple times. I think he's probably going to drop 10 pounds or so, but he's a big man. He's going to play in the 320, and he's going to throw people around like empty Coke cans. You talked about great recruiting classes on the D-line. Remember Marcus Spears coming in with the late Marquise Hill,
yep.
Lavalle, Kyle Williams, all those guys, Glenn Dorsey. These are the type of players you need. Lamar Brown is unbelievable in that he played both ways at U High. He wants to play as an edge. Henderson is going to give you great pressure from the edge, and we know that Kevin Peoples is sticking around. And then, of course, Deuce Gerrals. You just like that makeup. Mike, you like a guy that's 6'2", 280, grows into 300, or you like the big 6'5", 6'6 guy inside? What's your preference?
Man, give me the guy that can play. I don't give a damn if he's 6'2 or 6'4. I want the guy that can play. And this looks like a really good class. And we had Lamar Brown at a couple of our camps. And one of the things I told him, man, you could start on offense today. And he just laughed at me. He was like, Coach, I want to play defense. I'm like, I get it. I get it. I understand. But, man, he was a heck of an offensive lineman, too. The funniest line I heard about Richard Anderson, it comes from Edna Carr, head coach, Bryce Brown. And when he was going to make the announcement, and he stood up to the mic, and Bryce said, man, taking a good look at you, Richard, you all snazzed today, but I didn't think they made suits that big.
The big fella.
That's a great line.
He's got a great first step. He's physical. And, guys, listen, I don't think we can say enough about Nick Savage. Anytime you've got a strength and conditioning coach,
yeah.
His last name is Savage. The LSU has not promoted it, but they've had Shorman for a corporate sponsor for the last 4 years. They have been soft and finesse. It's time to get back physical. You watch Georgia play, Kirby Smart said it best. Everybody wants a check. If you want a check, you got to go bust somebody in the mouth and play physical. LSU's got to get back to having physicality at the line of scrimmage, guys.
Amen to that, buddy. Buddy, thanks so much for joining us. Always great to have you on, my friend.
You guys have a great Christmas if I don't talk, and as always, appreciate you, too.
Thanks, buddy.
Buddy Sanji from TigerBait.com. Been doing this over 35 years, and so we kind of started – got around the same time together. Does a great job for Tiger Bait.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.